if children are old enough to love, they're old enough to grieve. This is episode 1 in a series of podcasts on children and young people's grief, produced by Victoria Hospice. Thank you to our generous donors who have made this series possible. These episodes are meant to be tools and resources for parents and professionals who work with children and who may be seeking guidance when it comes to dealing with grief.
I've been with Victoria Hospice for a long time, working with both adults and children.
That's Allison Whiteman, child and youth counselor at Victoria Hospice.
The children piece is my passion. When I was doing my master's degree, my research was around bereaved children, which I found really interesting, and found myself really wanting to advocate for bereaved children because there was a real lack of research around that topic at the time. So I'm really excited to be sharing this information with all of you today.
In this episode, Allison speaks about different age groups and how they grieve. She'll break down the developmental stages and provide some suggested ways to support each age group. First, there are three general themes to remember for all ages.
No matter what the age the child is, it fits in. So first of all, it's an important point for parents to know that children re-grieve at each developmental stage. So if they experience a death at the age of 5, when they hit the age of 9, they're going to look at it again. And when they hit the age of 13, they're going to look at it again. And this is normal and healthy. There isn't anything wrong that's happening. The second point is that children's grief is sporadic, so it's different from adult grief. Their attention span can last only so long on anything, and it's true for their grief as well. So it will come and go, and that's perfectly normal and natural and healthy as well. And my last point is, one of the purposes of our grief is to help us to develop a relationship, change the relationship with the person who has died. So when they die, our grief doesn't mean that the relationship stops. It means that it has to change because the person isn't physically here to maintain it anymore. And so our grief helps us in the shifting and changing and adapting. And I'll talk more about what that looks like with each specific age group.
The next age group is 3 to 5.
With this age group, their thinking is very egocentric. And so what that means is that they just really believe that what happens in the world, they've made happen. And so they're responsible for it as well. And it's very, well, it's not possible really for them to understand somebody else's perspective. And that's no fault of theirs. It's truly about their brain development and where it's at that point in time. They are concrete thinkers, and so what that means is that everything for them happens in the here and now. It's immediate. It's almost like they need to be able to touch it. They can't have abstract thoughts like older children and adults do. Again, no fault of theirs. It's totally about their brain development and how it's functioning at that point in time. This age group, some pretty typical expressions of grief is to have separation anxiety. Really hard for them to go off to daycare, for example, or preschool. They don't want to be away from the people who take care of them. They also will regress in their behavior. That's very common. So you can see a child who has been, say, fully toilet trained, suddenly not. That kind of thing in the beginning is a really normal reaction, and it's helpful for parents to know so they're not getting frustrated. This age group is also very much, and this is about their thinking about themselves first, they'll ask for a replacement parent very quickly. So when do I get a new daddy, or when do I get a new mummy? Again, it has nothing to do with that they don't care about the person who has died. It's just their way of thinking and wanting to know that they're going to be taken care of. The final thing that I want to say about this age group in particular in terms of normal characteristics is that for them to witness strong emotions from their parents or the adults around them, that can be frightening. So it's all right for children of this age group to see grief, but if it's a really strong grief reaction, then it's better to remove yourself if you're the adult in that situation because it creates fear for the child. So there's a careful balancing that needs to happen there. And it's most particular to this age group, but I think it's important for all of us to understand that. So how then do we support these little preschoolers? So one of the important points I would say is that for this age group, they don't understand that death is permanent. So that again is just totally about their brain development. So if we talk about grandpa being in heaven, then it wouldn't be at all surprising for 3-4 months down the road, the child to ask, well, when is grandpa coming back from heaven? Or can we go and see grandpa in heaven? So there just isn't a sense of this being permanent yet. They will grow into that, but within this age group, it's not part of who they are. One of the other things that can be really helpful, and I've touched on in a little bit, is to model your own grief. So let them see what you do because they're learning from you, but really helpful as a parent to language it because they don't have the language. So I'm feeling really sad right now because I'm really missing daddy, for example. And languaging it helps them to learn the language, which then leads them to being able to language their own experience. So it's like building blocks that we're working towards. This age group, a lot of their grief will be expressed through things like their play. There'll be all kinds of death games happening, perhaps through their art. They may draw grandpa up in heaven. And through stories that they tell themselves, so not through books per se, but their own actual stories that they're telling. So they just express themselves that way, again, because they don't have the language to be able to put it in another way. One of the things that's really helpful for this age group is keeping to the regular routines that they have as much as possible. That really helps to alleviate stress when they know what's going to happen, like today is the day that I go to preschool, for example. That gives them some predictability in a time that otherwise feels totally unpredictable. So it creates some safety and security for them.
This is one of six sections of this episode covering developmental stages in grief. Future episodes will look at resiliency, bereaved children's needs, and supports. Thank you to our generous donors for making this podcast possible. For more details on Victoria Hospice's bereavement services, visit our website, victoriahospice.org.